Neither do I, but that's no reason for me to marry a man I'm not in love with.
Why not?
Fida, does a new house mean so much to you that you would trade me for it?
I didn't mean it, Mother. I don't care what we have, as long as we're together. It's just that there are so many things that we should have and haven't got.
I know, darling. I know. I want you to have nice things. And you will have. Wait and see. I'll get you everything, anything you want. I promise.
How?
I don't know. But I will. I promise.
You, darling.
I love you, my dear.
I love you, Mother. Really, I do. But let's not be sticky about it.
The restaurant was a greater success than I knew that night. Everything I touched turned into money, and I needed it. I needed it for Vida. She was becoming a young lady with expensive tastes. Vida was growing up.
Why do you think I want money so badly?
All right, why?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes.
Then I'll tell you. With this money, I can get away from you.
Vida.
From you and your chickens and your pies and your kitchens and everything that smells of grease. I can get away from this shack with its cheap furniture and this town and its dollar days and its women that wear uniforms and its men that wear overalls.
Vida, I think I'm really seeing you for the first time in my life, and you're cheap and horrible.
You think just because you made a little money, you can get a new hairdo and some expensive clothes and turn yourself into a lady. But you can't, because you'll never be anything but a common frump whose father lived over a grocery store and whose mother took in washing. With this money, I can get away from every rotten, stinking thing that makes me think of this place or you. Vida!